Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of Revelation chapter 14, we were looking at Joel 3:11-16, to see the account given in the Old Testament of the events of Revelation 14:17-20. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
In Joel chapter 3, verses 11 through 16, we read this. Assemble yourselves, and come, all ye heathen, and gather yourselves together round about. Thither cause thy mighty ones to come down, O Lord. Let the heathen be wakened, and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat. For there will I sit to judge all the heathen round about. Put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, get you down, for the press is full, the vats overflow, for their wickedness is great. Multitudes. Multitudes in the valley of decision. This is in this valley where the blood is going to flow. That's what it's talking about. For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. This is not talking about people deciding whether or not to get saved. This is talking about people that are battled. Are gathering for battle, and they're going to battle there and try to destroy the Jew and the Jerusalem once and for all. The sun and the moon shall be darkened, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. The Lord also shall roar out of Zion, and utter his voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth shall shake. But the Lord will be the hope of his people, and the strength of the children of Israel. We read Zechariah chapter 14, verses 2 through 4. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women ravished, and half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from that city. Then shall the Lord go forth, and fight against those nations as when he fought in the day of battle. And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west. And there shall be a very great valley. And half of the mountain shall remove toward the north, and half of it toward the south. Now I've stood over there on that Mount of Olives. And as you look right directly across from the eastern gate, and that eastern gate, of course, is blocked up. It's controlled by the Arabs at this time, the Muslims. Matter of fact, one of the times I was over there, I actually walked up, my wife and I and another fine couple, and we got a picture right there at the eastern wall and even touched it, that eastern gate. And others saw us getting our picture there, so they went up there. By the time they got up there, then a bunch of the Arabs come running up there telling them to get out of there. And so I actually have a picture of that, and what a blessing that was to be able to go there. But if you stand on the Mount of Olives, you can see how the mountain would part, and there'd be just a straight valley, walk straight up there through the gate to where the temple would be built. And you know what's so interesting, too, is that the Dome of the Rock, that the mosque there that the Muslims have, is off-center. If you were standing in front of the gate and it was open, you wouldn't be able to see the mosque, the dome, because it's off to the left. And so, even though it might have, I don't know if they were building it to spite Israel there, and they probably thought they were building it right where the temple was. Well, they didn't. They missed the spot. And so I thought that was interesting. Now, let's read further in Zechariah chapter 14, verses 12 through 15, that actually describes this that we've just read here in Revelation 14:20. And this shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall consume away, while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongue shall consume away in their mouth. And it shall come to pass in that day that a great tumult from the Lord shall be among them. And they shall lay hold every one on the hand of his neighbor, and his hand shall rise up against the hand of his neighbor. And Judah also shall fight at Jerusalem, and the wealth of all the heathen round about shall be gathered together, gold and silver and apparel in great abundance. And so shall be the plague of the horse, and of the mule, of the camel, and of the ass, of all the beasts that shall be in those tents as this plague. Wow. Even while they're standing on their feet, the Lord comes, he speaks, and their flesh consumes, just melts. Their eyes bust out, they just melt. The blood flows out of their eyes, and out their tongue just consumes away. They go to yell, the tongue's gone. This valley where this will happen is the area that Gideon defeated 135,000. It's where Jabin's host of 900 chariots are overcome by Barak and Deborah. On the other hand, good King Josiah was killed there. I believe that David Sorensen and Henry Morse in their notes have given us a good idea of the location and distance. And by the way, I overlooked from the mountainside the valley of Armageddon. It's a very fertile valley. I believe that it's one of the most fertile valleys in the world. And isn't it interesting that it's used for so much wrong in the tribulation when it could be for so much good? But now, in talking of Armageddon, Armageddon itself is a military campaign that has been going on for at least 1 year, 1 month, and 1 day, and 1 hour by the account of the armies of the East in Revelation chapter 9, which are 200 million strong, and they are marching towards Israel. Gathered together are not only all the armies of the world, but also animals along with the military equipment. And this seems to stretch from Mount Megiddo and the Valley of Jezreel to the north southward toward Jerusalem and on past Bozrah in Jordan. That distance is 1,600 furlongs. The Greek word stadion is used for furlongs, and the estimate of this measure is 582 feet to 600 feet per stadion. This would then make the distance that this blood flows from 176 to 181 miles. Now, people ask, is it possible to have the blood flow to the horse bridles for that distance? Well, I'm not sure that this really infers that the blood is that high the entire distance. It could be. But does it flow the entire distance? I don't know. But with 200 million men and just the one army of the East, besides the armies of the beast, the armies of the rest of the world, their armies. And this 1,600 furlongs, by the way, has an average of a 1 mile in width. And with that 1 mile in width, or on average, some places less, with a sudden explosion of bodies from the Lord's return, as described in Zechariah 14, the blood gushing out from men and beast would leave a trough of blood flowing as high as the horse's bridle. So I don't have a hard time believing that. Now, let's put this in a scenario, and this is in my own words, but just from reading these various accounts that we have shared with you here in Scripture. Here are Earth's armies gathering together. Here are those armies of the old Roman Empire. Here's the Eastern armies. Here's the armies of the South. They're all gathering together here. They're going to war. But they're gathering against one another. But then as they see Jesus Christ coming in the clouds, they unite. But as Psalms 2:4 points out, they are in derision. And a loud voice as the thunder sounds, and the birds gather. It's supper time for them. And he speaks, a sharp sword goeth out of his mouth, with which he smites. And suddenly blood is to the ankles. A man turns to his sergeant only to see his eyes, ears, nose, and mouth pour out blood, as we read in Zechariah 14:12. Another soldier seen laying on top of a vehicle as the birds feast. Birds are now all around as the last of those who will die are dead. And blood flows to the horse's bridle. Matter of fact, our text says horse bridles, showing that it's a long distance. Yet this terrible and great destruction is unequal to the everlasting terror that hell is. This great destruction is only a vestibule of hell. Now, my friend, I'm a literalist and I'm a realist. This will happen on earth. God's word never fails. And if you're saved, and we believe that this is truly the word of God, word for word the word of God, then we must believe this day of judgment will come. Are you prepared for it? Are you honestly prepared for it? Verse 12 said, here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus Christ. What direction, Christian, is your life going? Who are you influencing? Will anyone miss this terrible place because of you? Have you even tried? Will there be someone at the white throne who will be cast into the lake of fire? Will they be there and they'll say, why did you never warn me? Are you staying in a comfort zone in this life, not realizing that to stay in your comfort zone, you may be condemning men to hell? Their blood will be required at your hand. That'll mean a couple things. That'll mean a loss of reward. It'll also mean your presence there to see them cast into that lake of fire. You'll see the look in their face. And you'll know that you failed. You could give a tract. You could invite them to a church where the gospel is preached, where repentance and faith in Christ Jesus is preached, where the shed blood in Jesus is the only way is preached. And to protect your social status, to protect whatever dignity you think that you have, you won't do that? How little can you be? How unloving can you be? How selfish can you be? This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.